Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Time now to get inside your business. And for any entrepreneur, one thing is a priority. Cash is king. We learned that through the pandemic, but of course, keeping your cash on hand is not necessarily the safest or wisest thing to do, because fundamentally it doesn't grow against inflation. You're not able to track the data and information regarding how much money you have available, how much you can continue to access, leveraging off of your savings. And this is essentially where institutions like Capitec Bank continue to play a pivotal role in uplifting and leading the foray when it comes to assisting entrepreneurs with their banking needs. To tell us more, specifically from a payments point of view, we join now on the line by Executive Head of Capitec Payments, Chris Zitzman. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
I'm excited to speak to you because for anyone who knows anything about the payments environment in South Africa, we are all well aware that it's rapidly changing. But before we get there, maybe let's just focus on Capitec and its entry into the small business market, a segment that has been growing significantly. I recall speaking to your former CEO, Gerry Fourie, about this particular adventure. Give us some context around the growth and the scale that you've been able to attain since the launch of business banking for Capitec clients.
Absolutely. It's a very exciting period for us. We've been building intensely for a number of years on our business banking proposition. So it's a very rewarding period for our time. So we launched about a year ago, and we've been consistently adding more than 15,000 new business account holders on a monthly basis. So there certainly is a very big demand for business banking still in South Africa, and especially in terms of taking into account the affordability and the transparency of our fees, it seems as though SMEs really have embraced our products, and we keep on iterating and building new capabilities for them every single day.
Speaking of those new capabilities, this is also happening in the payment space, right? Where payments can now also be facilitated through a QR code using the Capitec Bank account. Let's talk all things to do with payments. This is literally part of your DNA because it's a space that you've been in even before joining Capitec. But I'm quite intrigued just to take a look at, number one, the evolution of the payments environment in South Africa and just what that has meant and what the benefit has been for us as consumers.
Yes, I've been in payments in and around the industry for about 11 years. Mm. And I think at the moment I am at a point in my career where at least the industry is at the most exciting junction that I've seen it thus far. So a number of really cool initiatives are being run on an industry level by the South African Reserve Bank in participation with a number of fintechs and business banks that are participating in a modernization project of payment acceptance and payment making in the broader context of South Africa. Now, we as a nation have made massive inroads in terms of card payments in South Africa. So for us, really making or accepting a card payment on a daily basis is no longer something that we deem to be special. But I think we're building as a nation on top of what we've accomplished over the past 10, 15, 20 years in terms of card payments to now evolve into account-to-account payments. So the ability to make an immediate payment from my account to your account is something that exists today. And the Reserve Bank is doing a really good job of ensuring that we create payment methods like card machines that facilitate these transactions in lightning speed, but also do so in a way that is safe and secure and that consumers can understand every single day. So things like the PayShop payment method that is fast gaining a lot of traction in South Africa is becoming all in more popular. And we're really looking forward to working with industry to drive these payment methods and ensure that merchants get the benefit as well as consumers.
Got you. And I think this is so important, right? Because part of facilitating payments is to make it easier to process and move money, right, Chris? But as you say, we've certainly made a lot of changes, and even the South African Reserve Bank is looking to even out the playing field between banked and non-banked players. From a business banking point of view and the kind of access and opportunities and access to markets that this creates for entrepreneurs, help us unlock the kind of potential that exists, but also how you as a bank continue to still prioritize governance, control, risk and compliance to make sure that at the end of the day, our money is still safe in the bank, given your capital adequacy requirements that you have as an institution.
That's a great question, and certainly a complex one. But I think the point of Capitec Business Bank and our principles is to make the lives of our business owners and the clients that we serve as simple as possible. So all of the points that you've just raised are hyper complex, and they require a high degree of intervention on a banking level. So there are a lot of people that are a lot more smarter than I am working at Capitec Bank, working alongside us and looking at all of the aspects that you've just listed. But the point is that we don't ever want our clients to feel as though they have to help us with compliance, or they have to help us to combat fraud, or they have to help us to ensure that money moves seamlessly and quickly from one bank into their business banking account. And so a lot of the effort that we've put in over the past couple of years building our business bank proposition has gone into ensuring that our clients have a simple experience whereby we take a lot of the complexity away from them, and we front it with a really simple interface, a simple application, simple card machines that are really easy to access. So you can, for example, walk into any one of our personal banking branches as a business bank account holder and buy a card machine. Walk out there and you've got a card machine and you can accept card payments immediately. Mm. Now, to put a proposition like that together and to ensure that we comply and we keep you safe is really complex. But ultimately, the experience for our clients is seamless and simple.
Mm. I guess this is also important now to help us better understand, you know, what it is that we can look forward to, especially when it comes to small businesses and entrepreneurs who want to be part and included in the economy. And not just what we can look forward to, but also what the benefits are for us as consumers and entrepreneurs, especially from a data, credit access, and even risk cover. Because this is where, as banks and institutions, you don't just see us as points of transactions, but rather providing the full spectrum of financial needs that we need.
Absolutely. So I think that the fundamental point that we're most excited about is that we're only getting started. So we launched our account and our proposition formally to the market about a year ago. During that time, we've made a lot of inroads in terms of developing our business banking app further. We've launched a card machine that has seen exponential growth and demand in the market. And we've also launched a number of new credit products that help entrepreneurs and SMEs grow their businesses by either revamping their store or ensuring that they've got enough stock going into a festive period as we see at the moment, or hiring new staff that can just help them to scale their business faster. We've seen that this has an immense impact on our friends and our families and ultimately communities in which our clients operate, right? So if you think about Capitec and its origins, Capitec predominantly over the past 25 years has been a personal banking bank. We bank individuals. And we are now making that exciting step whereby we ensure that our personal banking clients, the 24 million of them across the entire South Africa, have safe payment capabilities in terms of how they make payments to merchants. And so we see that Capitec is a really trusted brand for small merchants and SMEs in South Africa. And so we're getting to that really exciting point whereby our personal banking clients are engaging our business banking clients, and there's a really special moment of trust when, for example, a Capitec cardholder taps and pays a Capitec card machine, and you hear that magical jingle of Capitec with a beep, beep, beep,
yes,
signing off on a successful transaction.
Exactly. I hope I've gotten it right, but I know it's something similar to that.
You did a better job than I did.
Chris, always exciting to speak to you and truly appreciate your time. And of course, helping remind us that South Africa really does sit with the forerunners of banking as well as payments, not only in South Africa, but also in the world. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. See you next time.
Fantastic. That is Chris Sitzman. He's the executive head of Capitec Payments.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.